This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness, a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, underline this next phrase, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. Wow. At his appointed season, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God, our Savior, to Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior. I think I've spent enough time talking about Paul being a servant. And all I want to challenge you with that statement right at the beginning, Paul calling himself as a servant, is make the realization real in your life that you're serving somebody. And what you do, this may shock you to say this, but what you do for a living, it's a prop. It's like your car's a prop. It's like your house, in a sense, is a prop. You say, what do you mean by that? Let me tell you a story to illustrate that. I have a cousin named Hank, lives in Chicago. Big guy, 200 pounds, over 6 feet. He's a man's man. He rides the train into Chicago every day for his work. Told us that some time ago he was on the train. He was facing somebody. You know, the seats in the train there in the south side of Chicago face one another. The seats, you can face another person. And right across from him, he said, was the meanest looking guy he'd ever seen in his life. Very intimidating. Over 6 feet tall, he was dressed like a biker, he had the bandana, he had a nose ring and then a chain going from his nose ring to his earring on the right ear or left ear, I don't remember which one. He had a pair of miniature handcuffs hanging from the other ear, the bandana, beep boots, he just really looked rough, tattooed. And my cousin, who's, you know, he's not a weak guy at all, said he was intimidated. So sitting there, my cousin Hank opens up his briefcase on his way to work and takes out his New Testament and starts just reading. He didn't say a word to anybody. And he's sitting there reading the New Testament when all of a sudden he hears a voice from across from him saying, so how long have you been a Christian? He said, you're talking to me? He said, yeah, I'm talking to you. You're reading the Bible. How long have you been a Christian? Well, you know what happened. They got into a conversation. And here's what he found out. This guy said, all of this is prop. The earring, the nose ring, the earrings, the bandana. I go down to the strip in Chicago, is what a lot of people refer to it, a rough area. And he said, I go down to witness to people. And he said, believe me, I get people's attention when I walk up to them, looking the way I do, and I say, could I talk to you about Jesus Christ? And I get out my New Testament and share with them from the Word of God. And so my cousin Hank asked him, well, what about the bandana? What about the earrings? And he said, it's all prop. It's all props for my real job, which is witnessing for Christ. Boy, it taught Hank a lesson. All I'm saying is that everything we have, everything we own, every car we drive, every house we live in, every item of clothing, in a sense, not in a degradation or a degrading sense, it's just props. Our real ministry is to be a servant of God or a servant of the devil. Decide. Which is it for you? Decide. You got to serve somebody, Dylan said. It's going to either be the devil or it's going to be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. And as simplistic as that is, it's true. It's true.
I want you to hear this message as it continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.